I'm sorry to be joined by Stephen Brown. And Stephen, first of all, great news today here at Rugby HQ. News of a new sponsor, which obviously means more money for the RFU and more money into the coffers of the game as a whole.
Yeah, it's a fantastic situation. We've announced today that GSK is a new sponsor. Certainly, we'll be bringing the brands of Maximus and Lucozade, which is fantastic and a bit of a first for the RFU. So, yeah, it's a great day for us. And certainly, looking back over the World Cup and the sort of challenges of the World Cup, this is a nice to see a step in the right direction in terms of a new sponsor and a very, very positive future.
And from what we've been hearing as well, there is a lot of interest, despite what was potentially reported after the World Cup, of maybe sponsors not being interested, even dropping England potentially, but actually not just the deals being renewed, but there are a whole host of potential sponsors that are out there and very, very interested as we build to 2015 and the World Cup.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it's not just that. I mean, it's a case of we've actually spent some time with our existing sponsors and our long-term partners, making sure that we understand what their needs are. And where maybe we haven't quite delivered as they required during that period. We've listened to them, we've learned from it, and we've spent a lot of time with them actually looking forward, and we have a very, very positive view of the future as a consequence, and with feedback from them on that too. Stuart's helped quite a bit. Stuart Lancaster's helped quite a bit with his contribution in recent weeks, and he spent some time with our sponsors and key partners, and that's very important for us and very important for them as well.
Yeah, exactly. The whole of the RFU is an organisation, different departments working together moving forward, and I'm sure at the time you've had as interim chief executive, that's been one of your key things to try and sort out, I would have thought.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think we've got a new exec team here. You know, pretty much everyone is new in their position or new to the RFU. Most of us have only been around 6 or 7 months, so it's not very long, but one thing I think we've all brought to the table, and certainly something I've been championing since I've been involved in the acting CEO position, is this collaborative working across the whole piece. So I think that's actually quite key to the future of the RFU. We've got a really nice, solid base to build on, and if we can use that, work together, certainly get the rugby areas working together as well, then we've got a very, very positive future.
Definitely, and if we can just look moving forward, one piece of information obviously is that we're not too far away now from Ian Ritchie coming in to replace you as the permanent CEO, and a man that's very highly spoken of and I think highly regarded, and a lot of excitement about what he can continue to bring, building on what you've just mentioned, going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've spent a bit of time with Ian, and we've obviously begun a handover period. Hopefully it won't be too long till he starts. I mean, that's going to be quite an important thing for me too. I've had two jobs for quite a period of time, so it's going to be nice to get back to the day job. But it's been really exciting as well, and I've used that time and sort of learning and experience, and I've shared that with Ian, and certainly we're working together over the coming weeks to make sure he's up to speed. But, you know, I'll say, Ian's a great guy. I think it's going to be a fantastic working relationship, personally and for the exec team. And I think with all that experience and knowledge and his experience of working at that level of a sport and an organisation, it's going to be fantastic. I'm very excited about that.
If we could just move to finish off with a couple of other aspects that have come out of today's very interesting RFU